USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 18-year-old boy charged with a racist mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, pled not guilty to hate-motivated domestic terrorism as well as other charges. The accused shooter, Peyton Gendron, appeared in court on Thursday for an arraignment hearing. The judge ordered the boy to be held without bond.
He was arraigned on 25 counts of a violation of New York State penal law. The highest charge is domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate in the first degree.
Erie, New York District Attorney John Flynn. Peyton is due back in court July 7th. The Ford Motor Company is adding thousands of union jobs in three states, including Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio, as part of its plans to accelerate production of electric vehicles. The company will be investing $3.7 billion to the manufacturing locations from now through 2026. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
President Biden went on national TV last night with his beliefs that gun control is the answer to curb gun violence in America. USA Radio News welcomes Ellie Andrews to our broadcast team.
President Joe Biden says enough is enough as he addressed the nation about the latest wave of mass shootings.
For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept? How many more innocent American lives must be taken before we say enough, enough? After Sandy Hook, after Charleston, after Orlando, after Las Vegas, after Parkland, nothing has been done.
The president called for a ban of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, saying the age to purchase them should be raised from 18 to 21.
Wristbands for the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial are selling on eBay for up to $850. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
It's official. There are no longer any Howard Johnson eateries left in the United States. America's final Howard Johnson's restaurant, a 7,500-square-foot diner off Lake George, New York's Route 9 for almost 70 years, has closed its doors, ending an era that was once the nation's largest restaurant chain. Former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is fighting the mostly partisan January 6 Select Committee in court and told Newsmax overnight that he risks going to jail for a year to protect the Constitution's separation of powers.
If the seven members of the Democrats who were on that kangaroo committee set up by Pelosi, and by the way, the only two Republicans were put there not by Kevin McCarthy, as the law requires, but rather by Pelosi, and guess what? They're the rhinos, Cheney and Kinzinger, both with axes to grind with President Trump.
The federal government is getting in the way of progress. The Federal Aviation Administration this week again delayed completing a final environmental assessment of the proposed SpaceX Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy rocket program in Boca Chica, Texas, until June 13th. This is the latest of a series of delays by the feds. Elon Musk said his entire Starship program may move to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, where all environmental impact issues have been cleared for liftoffs. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.